And we are joined by Mitchell County Strong. That is the foundation there, or the organization. And I'll just go ahead and let you ladies introduce yourself. But first, after that, a little bit of a milestone that you guys hit, or a little bit of a goal you hit with your organization. Go ahead and let us know about that.
Okay. Hi, I'm Emily Benedict. I'm the Mitchell County Community Development Director, Solomon Valley Economic Development Director.
I'm Colleen Everly, and I'm here with Solomon Valley Community Foundation.
And I'm Julia Raby with the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, your organization hit a little bit of a goal, kind of hit that 501(c)(3) status, right?
Yes, yeah, we just really found out yesterday that we are officially a 501(c)(3), Mitchell County Strong is, so that was something that had been discussed before, but we figured now was the time to make it official.
All right, sounds good. That'll help you get grants and prizes and stuff like that down the road, won't it?
Yes, yep.
Yep. Okay, you're going live with a little project here today, so who's going to tell us about this project right now? Emily.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll kick that off. So as of Monday, we have officially kicked off the murals of Mitchell County. Murals are something that have been talked about for really a long time in our county, but it never really picked up the right momentum to really kick it off. But a lot of our neighboring areas like Clay Center, Manhattan, Emporia, places like that have really latched onto the mural thing as a great tourism attraction, huge quality of life, just beautification. There's so many things that come with murals. Even the state and other entities have really latched onto that, to the murals and funding, and just understand what they can really bring to a community. So when I started in January in this position, it seemed like Julia and I all of a sudden had lots of people coming into our office asking about murals. They knew that it was something that other places were doing, so why can't we do it here? So we decided to make it a countywide movement to try to draw tourism to all 7 cities in Mitchell County and include everybody. We've visited with the city councils. It's all been very positive, especially the smaller cities are just really excited to be involved and have that going.
And you're not doing this alone. You got a little help from Solomon Valley Community Foundation, Solomon Valley Economic Development, and the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce as well.
Yeah, I'll pop in on that because I always want to plug the foundation. We're just really thankful to Solomon Valley Community Foundation. We had been awarded a grant during their spring cycle, which not only helped us apply for our nonprofit status, but it really just kicked off the campaign. So we came with a big ask, and we wanted to be able to provide each of the communities in Mitchell County with a $1,000 kind of startup pool of money, and they were happy to give it. And I'm just really excited that we are here as Mitchell County Strong, as a nonprofit now officially. I know we kind of started in a really rapid type of a way, and we've kind of come and gone since then. But I'm excited now that we are officially here and we're an organized organization. And I think murals is just the perfect way for us to kind of embrace that and kick it off as our first initiative.
And how is the murals of Mitchell County actually going to work? How are you going to decide who makes the murals, where they go, that kind of stuff?
Do you want to take that?
Sure. I'll take that. And so that is a great question. We have a wonderful document that we've put together that answers all of our questions. Also, we have a lot of information on MitchellCountyStrong.com. So that's our website, and there's a mural page that you're able to get on and see all of the different ways that you can interact with this movement, whether you're a building owner, whether you're an artist, or whether you want to be a donor. And so that's a wonderful spot for you to get all your questions answered. But of course, our office at the Porter House is available for you to come in and speak with us and talk to us about ideas. We have an artist group formed. We have a wonderful muralist, professional muralist named Greg Holdren, who has recently moved to Kansas from Nebraska. And he has been an advisor to us on this process, and he's already currently painted a mural on 2nd Street, which a lot of people have noticed, the river and the buffalo just right there in the middle of downtown. So we're excited to have him on board. We also have so many local artists who are just ready to go and just have so much talent. And so we will be working with them as a group, and then we will be matching them with the building owners and letting the building owner really help us guide content and guide placement. And then the individual communities will also be part of that and be able to have a say in that. And then our group and our committee with Mitchell County Strong will just kind of be an advisor and also help with the funding and help with the fundraising. So,
okay, and speaking of the funding, you're someone like me who thinks this sounds like a good idea, but I'm stick figures, and for the turkey, you trace your hand. Yeah. How can people help out with, like, say, a donation or something like that?
You want me to take that? Yeah. So on, if you go to MitchellCountyStrong.com, and there's a landing page there for Murals of Mitchell County, there's an opportunity for you to donate there. You can basically just put in whatever amount that you'd like to donate. And we've created a drop-down, so you can either specify it to a specific community. So if you want your dollars to go to Cocker or you want them to go to Simpson, you can pick that. Or you can also just donate to the general pot. And then what we plan to do with that money is to help fill gaps funding in the communities that haven't reached their goal. We've kind of set a marker of $5,000 for each community. That is kind of a good starting spot for how much a mural would cost. And obviously that cost is going to increase with the size of the wall. But that's where you'd want to go if you'd like to donate. We're also really excited to be trying to help out with the donations in terms of some, like, a match campaign. And I think I'm actually going to let Julia talk about that.
Yes. So what is coming up on May 7th is National Mural Day. And so in an effort to celebrate that and to kick off our fundraising, we are looking for mural match partners. And so we have different levels that people can donate at. And we're looking for champion and advocate donors at the $5,000 and $1,000 level. And what will be happening there is your business or organization or individual even that's able to donate at that level will be our match partners. And we are going to kick off a community-wide initiative on May 7th to match everything that is given. And our goal is big, but we think we can make it. We're looking at $35,000 to be raised by May 7th to just really make this happen. Our initial vision has been to have the murals up in every town by 2023. So time's ticking. We have a lot of great town celebrations coming up this summer. And once we are able to get organized, we know that the artists can pull this off in usually like 4 to 7 days, which is amazing. And so what we want to do is just get the ball rolling. And so we're excited to kick this matching campaign off on May 7th, and we'll get more details as we get closer.
Well, you don't have to wait till May 7th to donate.
Right. Sooner the better. Anything else you ladies want to touch on?
The only thing I was going to add to the donations was if you do donate at that advocate or champion level, all of the murals are going to have a plaque on them with information. And if you donate at that level, you can get your name or your logo or something on that plaque showing that you were a major contributor to that piece of art.
All right. Sounds great. That is the Mitchell County Strong organization and Murals of Mitchell County. They are officially live, so check them out. Plenty of information. We'll post this on our Facebook page and stuff like that. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
So much. Thank you.
Community Matters today is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Systems.